This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. Many are straining to understand why the Vatican Pro-Life Academy is including members who are comfortable with abortion, something outside the moral bounds of Christian faith. An Oxford professor comfortable with midterm abortion and an American medical doctor who works on Death in America projects funded by George Soros are noted abortion advocates invited as two of the Academy's 45 ordinary members. Activists continue saying that rape should not end in abortion. A Gallup poll 6 years ago found back then that 75% of Americans, including many who consider themselves to be pro-life, supported abortion in cases of rape. But life issue activists also say that abortion only intensifies for mothers the pain of sexual violence. And people conceived in rape argue that they never deserve to be punished for their father's crime. This is Life News Radio. Persecution around the world has manifested itself through the centuries, but it is worse today than ever before. Aid to the Church in Need and its donors have been there to help since 1947, never abandoning the Church or her most vulnerable children. Will you stand up for your faith and accompany our brothers and sisters on their spiritual journey? Visit churchinneed.org. churchinneed.org. In other headlines, a Seattle WNBA team says the kind of care, including abortion, given by Planned Parenthood is a critical precondition for women to pursue their dreams. And even after the shooting in Virginia and a manslaughter charge against a girl who encouraged suicide, a writer at the Huffington Post is continuing what sounds like calls for organized civil unrest. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.